This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Fernando Frescas. Sheriffs in El Paso and Teller counties are renewing their commitment to work with ICE and say their efforts will increase public safety in Colorado. Teller County Sheriff Jason Mike Sells says deputies have no desire to do so-called roundups that target families, single moms, or grandparents.
If they are not committing erroneous crimes in our communities, we don't want them. We only want to deal with people that commit crimes in Colorado.
Both sheriff's offices have faced lawsuits for their work with ICE. The sheriffs say their new effort follows state law and that they're not afraid of future legal ramification. A house in the San Luis Valley that was featured in the movie Indiana Jones and the Last Crusade is one of four sites added to Colorado's Most Endangered Places list. Katie Peterson directs the Endangered Places program.
It was constructed in 1888, and it was originally the Carroll family home, and one of the first houses constructed in Antonito. And the Carrolls moved to Antonito to support the local miners, and they ran a business selling horses and mules.
Like all the places on the list, the house is in need of repair or restoration. Also added to this year's list, the Nero Block and Opera House in Brush, the Newman Block in Grenada, and the Red Cliff Town Hall. RTD buses and trains will be free tomorrow in honor of Rosa Parks' birthday. Her refusal to move to the back of a segregated city bus was a galvanizing moment in the civil rights movement. RTD CEO says the free rides tomorrow show the agency's commitment to advance equity. This is CPR News. It's 7:06.